أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تعرض عنهم فلن يضروك شيئا وإن حكمت فاحكم بينهم بالقسط إن الله يحب المقسطين. We are reading this ayat where the punishment for capital crime is mentioned. And this particularly refers to the Jewish people in Khaybar, where two prominent people had committed adultery, and the punishment was supposed to be stoning to death according to the Torah, their own kitab also. But they had changed that, and now they had sent a delegation to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask what is the punishment, knowing that Islam is more lenient than the Jewish religion. The Quran is more lenient than the Torah. So they were expecting some lenient punishment. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to the Darul Uloom, asked for the Torah, and he showed them the ayat which was in their kitab. And clearly it stated that it was in their kitab also, it was stoning to death. And that was also a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, for he is Nabi Ummi, the untutored Nabi. He was not taught by anyone. And they thought that because of that he won't know what is in the Torah. But by Allah's wahi, revelation, he showed them clearly, and he what they were covering up, he showed it to them. So anyway, when they had come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تُعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ فَلَن يَضُرُّكَ شَيْئًا. اور اگر تو منہ پھیر لے گا ان سے تو وہ تیرا کچھ نہ بگاڑ سکیں گے. And when they come to you, and you at the beginning, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given a choice. فَأَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ أَوْ أَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. Either you can make a decision for them, or you can just ignore them. Don't worry about them. And in fact, the ayats before that showed that these people are just worth being ignored, because they are سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبْ أَكَّالُونَ لِلْسُحْدْ, that they just make false propaganda all the time, and they are the eaters and the initiators of interest, and the whole economy is just based on interest. So to ignore them is also quite in order. So, and the ulama of hadith, Quran, Sharif, Tafsir have explained that this was the beginning command when the jurisdiction of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was still not over the whole of Medina Sharif and its surroundings. Therefore, it was not necessary for him, since it was not under his jurisdiction, to give a decision. And afterwards, Allah revealed the ayat, وَإِنْ حَكَمْتَ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطَ. اور اگر تو فیصلہ کرے تو فیصلہ کر ان میں انصاف سے. And if you do make a decision for them, then make it with justice. Don't fear anyone, don't fear any retaliation, don't fear any rebuke from anyone, always maintain justice. This is an injustice is life. When justice is established, then there is true life and proper life in those places. So do not fear the retaliation and rebuke of anyone, but maintain truth and justice. Inna Allaha yuhibbul muqsitin. Beshak Allah dost rakhta hai insaf karne walo ko. Undoubtedly Allah loves those people who are just. So don't see who it is, whether it's family people, your own people, whether it's your enemy, but see what is justice. And always make your decisions according to justice. And in there is life also. In there is the pleasure of Allah also. And in there is the success of this world and the akhirat also. But unfortunately, we fall prey to our nafs and shaitan. And we make decisions in matters, and we favor somebody, we cover up for somebody, whereas that should not be the case. Justice should be maintained at all time. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand these matters, to learn them, and then to practice them also. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.